Welcome to the official podcast of PHP Architect. Join us to listen to the latest news and tech talk from our conferences, the magazine, and wider PHP community.
Hey, Joe. Joe?
Oh, great. I'm in the wrong place, aren't I?
You're in the wrong meeting, John.
Hate when that happens.
How's it going?
It's going.
Where are we at?
What's Hi, Eric.
Maybe you should lead from here.
We are recording our PHP podcast, episode 2026.06.04.
Look at you going with the numbers.
Because we're still doing that, I guess. We're all about December over here.
December.
Right. Yeah, if this is your first time watching us, welcome. Please join in on the conversation. This episode is being brought to you by PHP Architect, company Eric and I run. We share way too much about business dealings and running a business, running a conference, publishing a magazine. Our day-to-day work as developers, because we still do that. And brought to you by Displace over at displace.tech. A little more on them later on in the show.
Didn't even talk about we have a consulting team. If you need augmented or just replace. If you don't like your developers, you just want somebody to come in and replace them? No, that's not us.
If you're in merch or elephants or anything that we have, we do have a merch store over at store.phparch.com.
Oh, yes, we do. I actually had that open. I was trying to be prepared. Boom.
Look at you. Speaking of elephants.
Holy smokes.
Holly is now available. Our conference elephant this year. If you attend our PHP Tech conference, you get an elephant as an attendee gift. And yes. Because we have to buy a minimum quantity, we do end up putting some up for sale. So you too can be a elephant father or mother. I don't know. Don't let me ramble. It doesn't work very well.
I'm just gonna say we have a couple elephants for sale. I thought I had a way to browse just the elephants, but I don't know. It's in here somewhere. But we have a couple. What?
I wanted to point out on Holly, very first line on there says it's not going to ship for another week and a half. Not shipping until June 17th. But I can tell you, if you've ordered one already, chances are it's shipped out. The rest will wait for a week and a half because somebody has to go on vacation.
I know, you bastard. What's up? Oh,
don't out me like that.
She's having now to use my own store. Jesus Christ. I thought I had a way to... Yeah, there's the other elephants. Oh, look at that. So listen, we're just giving you fair warning, okay? Because the Hollies have been just in demand. We've sent out a lot of elephants in the last week. John sent out a lot of elephants in the last week. Now, I'm just saying, if you're one of these people who are like, I'll get one later. I'll wait for Christmas or something. There were people who said that about Tony, and there are no more Tonys. We are not going to make Tony again. Tony sold out. This one, I don't know if it's going to sell out or not, but my God, I woke up one morning and I saw all the orders for this Holly. I'm like, what just happened? Like, I thought you were like doing some testing or something. Like, what are all these orders from? That's crazy. So yeah, get on your Holly train today and buy a few for friends if you have friends. I don't have friends, so I don't have to worry about that so much.
Oh man. I'm curious. Somehow Awood's predicted the dates that we were going to have tech, and I want to know
out of here.
I want to know how he predicted that.
He's a witch. Awood's, are you a witch? All right. Oh, Ian's here. Hey, Ian. Uh-oh. Good code Lord X. The actual Holly is here. Joe. I guess we're telling people about this now. Is this going to be a thing?
Tech Tech is going to be a thing.
They're talking about it like today.
Yeah. I mean, I started posting it. I've got the website all changed out.
Yeah, dude, it looks so totally different. I don't know where the hell I am. What the hell?
No, it's a mirror. I need to change out some of the images and stuff, but the dates are correct. April 27th to 29th next year is when we're going to be hosting it. We did move. We had a list of like 8 to 10 weeks in a document that we were all discussing and trying to figure out what worked best, mainly for the PHP Architect team, because we have to be there and there's a lot going on in May. Doing it late in May has been rough on me, especially as a Little League coach. Missing playoffs sucks, and I don't like that. We ended up doing it this week. We had two other weeks that we wanted to do it. The hotel wasn't available, one of them. One was ran right after Easter, and I didn't think that would be good. This runs up against Passover, and I felt bad. I've reached out to a couple people trying to figure out, like, is that a deal breaker? And for the most part, I got the week we're doing it is better than the week before, because I guess the beginning of Passover is a much bigger deal than maybe towards the end of it. And I know a lot of people, not necessarily Jewish people, but just religion in general. You have this wide range of participation or practicing, I guess is what I meant to say. Like, some people say they're Catholic, but they're not practicing, or they don't necessarily go to church every single Sunday. I'm sure the same is true with any religion. So anyway, we spent a lot of time trying to come up with dates. This is where we fell.
This is where we're at. This is where we're at, yeah. Something very unusual looking here. Look at this. Yeah. What is this? So we're doing something different next year, huh?
Yes. Oh, we didn't talk about Discord. So if you're a first-time listener, please join
Discord.
Us on Discord at discord.phparch.com. Join in the conversation, especially around this, because I'm curious about thoughts and opinions. And we tried to do JS Tech this year, right? And we ended up doing our normal three tracks over 3 days. Plus, we added a fourth track that was JavaScript focus. And it turned out we got some great feedback on that.
Mm-hmm.
However, costs go up substantially when you add a fourth track, because you have many more speakers, many more hotel nights. It just gets really expensive.
Travel, yeah.
Airfare, yeah. All of that gets expensive. The food at the hotel is super expensive. And we end up having to pay for all of the speakers. So it's not just... You could say you're giving away a conference ticket, but the hard costs that we have for that ticket is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't, until you actually run an event like this, you don't really think about that. You're like, oh, it's just a ticket to the conference. They get to go sit in the rooms. No, you pay for the food and the coffee and the sodas and the waters.
And one of the things I try to call out more this year, because I think it gets lost a lot, and this holds true for a lot of these regional conferences. Most companies, they have a conference to pitch you some product or to look at their stuff. And this is not that, right? This is, we very much try to be community focused. I mean, obviously we talk about our company, we talk about our business, and we want to do business with people. But we're not selling you products. We're not saying, hey, this is the new package we released, or this is the new service we're running. And we have people from all through the community come up and do talk or as speakers. So, yeah, it's expensive. Mm-hmm. We always kind of like you're getting that. Like, unfortunately, this is post long enough where John and I have had some time to reflect on, you know, the bills and where we ended up. But with all that said, I don't think I'm saying anything anybody doesn't know. But yeah, support your local regional conferences if you happen to have one. And if you don't, try to get to PHP Tech or try to get to one of these regional ones. But to John's point, we got a lot of good feedback about the JS Tech. And we were talking through it a little bit with some other friends, and we thought it would be interesting to try to expand on that. So that's why you see what you see here.
Yeah. So the goal for next year is going to be three tracks. It's going to be two of our normal PHP tech tracks that we've done in the past, just various topics around PHP, PHP adjacent things. Like we had command line stuff. We have GitHub stuff all the time. It's not pure PHP, but it's dev focused in that way. And then the third track each day is going to be different. So we're talking about one day of JavaScript. So kind of like we did this this year, but it's going to be one day focused on JavaScript. One day that track is going to be focused on DevOps, and one day it'll be focused on Laravel itself. Not like Laracon, where you're going and you're learning about Laravel Cloud or whatever service they're trying to sell you in the moment. It's going to be best practices, how to use Laravel, how to do things in Laravel. At least that's the goal. With that said, the reason I put out in Discord, hey, let's come together as a community and talk. So if anyone has input, this isn't necessarily set in stone yet. So if we have enough interest in something other than one of these three things, we can still pivot up until we start selling tickets, and then we probably have to stop. But with that said, we are open to thoughts and ideas. The pricing is the way it is because if you are really coming in just for JavaScript and you're going to be there just the one day, you buy the one day pass. You can go to any of the three tracks. So you can go to the PHP Tech Talks that day, but it's a one day pass. Same thing with DevOps. If you're going to come in and only care about the tracks that are the talks that are happening that day, it's a one day pass. You buy the full 3 day conference pass, you get to go to any of the talks, any of the days, just like normal. Make sense?
Yeah, I like it. And to John's point, we had a pretty in-depth conversation about the Laravel track because we were looking, initially we were thinking non-PHP would be that third track for each day. And we have pretty good showing of Laravel talks just in general at tech. But yeah, to John's point, you know, it's like I know as somebody who goes to Laracon, who went to Laracon a long time ago and still go today. I miss the oh, hey, this is what we're working on. This is the new cool thing, which they kind of do now, but now it seems like it's always like a service or something. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to get people who work with Laravel every day to come in and just do some hands-on talks, you know, talk about the things that we really, as Laravel developers, are trying to get through.
Man, you've got to figure out your networking. This is terrible. There you go. You're back.
I never lost you. You didn't even hiccup. Like, nothing. I saw you that whole time. It makes no sense. Whatever's happening makes no sense. I'm so done with this.
You just grind to a halt and stop.
And you don't. Like, I hear you, I see you moving, everything. I can't get my head around this. Okay, so anyways, yeah. The idea will be kind of what we did with JS Tech this year, where we're going to really try to focus on speakers from those little niches. So JS Tech is, you know, obviously JavaScript people, DevOps, we're going to look for people who are heavy in DevOps. Laravel, obviously PHP developers. I mean, we're all PHP developers, but we're going to look for speakers who are like really have really good Laravel talks for that day. So that's all. We're going to try not to talk about this every week for the next year. Right. We'll see how that works out.
This is more because I got the site up last night. I don't know if it's organized well enough and makes sense. So wanting to talk through what the plans are, what we're thinking, how it may work for people.
Yeah.
I did learn that there's another like big convention across Rosemont in Chicago, and hotels around the area are going to sell out fast. So this may be one of those years where we get a lot of complaints of, I couldn't book at your hotel and I couldn't find a hotel nearby. So keep that in mind.
We'll have a block. So when we tell you the block is open to make reservations, and you think you're going to go, it might be a good time to make reservations, because typically we sell out the block. I mean, it happens all the time, but typically we're able to ask for more rooms and the hotel doesn't care. They're like, yeah, sure. We'll reserve a few more rooms for you guys. But this next year, it might not be that easy.
Yeah.
John really negotiated hard to get as many, many rooms as we could in that initial block. And we'll see how it goes. John.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You're not done yet. You are not done. You've been like a madman lately on the conference stuff. You did something different this year for PHP Tech TV.
I did.
You care to explain yourself?
Yes. So in the past years, we would stream live and it could be very rough. Like the stream, we do our best to get things out. This year was exceptionally rough with the incident that we had in the ballroom and just overall issues that we faced. Then we get back. Then we have to have our designers create our bumper video, like the opening and closing video. And then we have to take time to edit all the videos, and then we'd start getting them up. And it would usually take weeks or more, like 1 to 2
because months again, this is not what we do professionally, but it really right. makes a difference, especially with the audio. We really spend a lot of time on the audio.
Just trying to clean up what it was. This year, we're going to have to do a lot more editing to try and get the slides in properly, and it's going to be a lot. Anyway, somebody made the request, and I was like, "That's a great idea. Why don't we just make the raw video that was streamed or should have been streamed but may not have, make that available?" So that's what I did.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's what these little notices are above and below the
right.
the video. Just so you know, this is not a done product. We're still editing. We'll get the cleaned up version on here as soon as it's done editing. But if you can't wait, if you really want to see it, this is, you know, you can see it.
I noticed that some of our team members, like in at least one of the rooms, would just hit record in the morning and then never turn it off.
So this is an example of that, right? This is right. a 7-hour long recording. So these are right. all the talks.
Right. So room. In those, what I tried to do is say, hey, fast forward to the 4-hour, 21-minute mark if you want to see this winning with JavaScript.
That was very nice of you.
Yeah.
What was it, 4 hours, 21 minutes? Yeah, look at that. Right there on the dot, man.
Yep.
We're going to do it well. So that, I think, is a good way of saying serverless. You really want to be...
Yeah, and the audio is actually not terrible. So, yeah.
No, but some of the rooms, it's worse. It all depends on the setup that we had, and we're trying. So, like, in the ballroom, when I was managing it, I tried to, between talks, hit at least turn recording off and back on so they were separated. We just need to work with the team and be consistent in how we're doing it. And I think that's the easiest. Like, just turn it off, turn it back on, good to go. Make a separate file.
I don't know if I agree with you, but sure. I get what you're saying, and it makes a lot of sense, but you forget to hit record on a talk that starts, and you remember like 5 minutes in, there's nothing we can do to get that back.
Fair.
As opposed to this, where, you know, it just runs. So, yeah, I get what you're saying. I'm not opposed to it, and I'm definitely willing to give it a shot, but it makes me nervous.
I mean, all of the rooms were done that way except for, I think, one.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, that's encouraging to hear.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's the change that was made to PHP Tech TV. Hopefully, we can get the better edited videos out quickly. I'm currently in the process of uploading all the raw videos so that our friend over in the UK can download them and start editing for us.
How are you uploading the raw videos? I have the hard drives.
I copied them all to my desk or to my laptop every day. I went and grabbed them and I made a copy to make sure I had it.
Oh, okay.
And then
that's cool.
And then on Kalen's computer that Friday before we left, I did the same thing. I copied them all to his machine so he could start editing some. And Mike was supposed to do the same thing, but I guess we ran out of time.
Yeah. The copy to Kalen's computer really took a long time, way longer than I thought it would have. Yeah, okay. Well, that's great. Always like to have the backups. Yeah, I was planning on starting to upload, you know, probably tonight to start uploading stuff. But if you got it, you got it. I'll let you go.
Well, I don't have it. We could talk more about this later. This is not
sure.
But yeah.
All right. What else you got going on?
Just for funsies, I've had this ticket on my board for a long time to talk about. Started doing some research, and I'm one of those people that I take pictures and then never go through and never delete. I end up
a hoarder like me.
Yeah, it's I'm not very good at organizing. I use, you know, the various services, whether it's Google Photos or Apple iCloud or what's the Dropbox where you just throw everything up there. And it's like every year that those services will come back to me and say, hey, you're about out of space. You might want to buy more. And then I end up spending another few dollars because every time it's only a few dollars more than I was paying.
Right.
But it adds up and I'm sick of it. Plus, I'm sick of giving my information to the big companies like Google or Apple that don't need my information for anything. I came across this image and it's a self-hosted Google Photos and it works fantastically. I just have it running on a server in a Docker container. My phone automatically uploads all of my pictures to it. And you get so many of the same features as those big names. It's got facial recognition. It's got location and GPS. And
I thought they had it.
Yeah. So it has everything that I really care about in Google Photos. So, and I can back it up locally. It's like, this is awesome. So now I've been using it now for probably a month or more, and I'm getting ready to just say, delete them all from Google Photos and Apple iCloud and just reduce my storage bill because it's stupid.
Matter of fact, I spun this up. It was just a Docker container. Mm-hmm. And first thing it is, I reached out to John. I'm like, hey, man, like this is where we should put all the tech pictures
mm-hmm.
because those take so much space. It's crazy. So,
and just to have them centralized and
yeah,
like in albums where you could click between the albums easily would be great. So,
well, and to have it so that people can go visit without feeling like, you know, they're again giving too much away to one of the big companies.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Yeah, I think my friend Joe was listing earlier. We're really busy at work, so I haven't pinged him on it. I have my little project that I'm trying to get deployed. So I need to get that deployed before I ask Joe to do something else. But yeah, I think PHP Architects is going to, you know, spin one of these up just to host all of our PHP pictures, conferences, you know, anything else we can think of.
It has that little buy button in the top, and really all that is yes, you're buying it, but you're basically making a donation to them to continue to support it. You don't have to pay $100 per server. It's kind of like almost like a recommendation. And within your image server, when you put the key in there, all it says is you're a supporter, right? It's open source through and through. You're not buying anything. It really is just, like I said, support them to continue building features for it.
Did you lose me?
Nope, you're still here.
Okay. That little button came up saying your connection does not look good. All right. So yeah, maybe we just do this. We just support them as a company. Company supporting companies. That's what it's about.
Yep.
I have a question for you. A random question. This is going to be so random. Sure. You have no way of catching up with this. And I'm more curious about the people in our Discord. Are you a 70s baby? Were you born in the 70s?
I was a bicentennial baby. Oh, 76. Thanks.
Congratulations. Yeah, I'm a bicentennial. Yes. 1776. Yes. I guess that not everybody is from the U.S. 1776. So you bicentennial. He was born in 1976. Kind of a big year for us as Americans. Did you ever... I got the weirdest thought today driving to the dog park, and I don't know where this came from, but like every now and then I think back, you know, I think I get a little nostalgic and think back at like shows I used to watch. And did you ever watch Lancelot Link Secret Chimp?
No.
Oh my God. Please tell me there are other people who used to watch Lancelot Link Secret Chip. This show, I don't even know who thought this was a good idea, but it was so funny. It was so goddamn funny. Oh my god. I gotta YouTube it. I'm sure they're out on YouTube. Lancelot Link Secret Chimp. YouTube it sometime if you don't know what I'm talking about. I know I am showing my age. I've gotta be showing my age. But it was all chimps. Or well, all yeah, all from the chimp family. And oh my god. It was so funny. It was like a Get Smart, but they were all monkeys. Oh man. I don't know why I thought of that. I thought of it just now because I looked it up on Wikipedia to see like if there was any like interesting facts about it. There aren't. It's pretty much just says, yeah, this was a show about chimps. But yeah, it was hysterical, man. Lancelot Link Secret Chimp. Check it out if you haven't.
Hey, Woods is bringing up Nextcloud. You have experience with that, don't you?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Google Docs replacement.
If you're willing to go that route, it's definitely worth looking. Nextcloud is pretty much an all inclusive, everything you could want as a Google's Docs replacement. I think it even does email. You can configure email client. It just does like an email client, but. Then it also acts like a Dropbox replacement. That's pretty much how I use it as a Dropbox replacement. But it's kind of cool because it just kind of out of the box lets you set up multiple users and teams. And the idea is like as a company, everybody can use Nextcloud and set up teams and share calendars and stuff like that. Mm. It's good product. I mean, I enjoy it.
I think I remember you setting it up couple of years ago, if not more, and we started using it a little bit, but it's so hard when you're dealing with like the entire company, and it just makes it so easy to share with Google.
Yeah,
mostly because
it definitely has a place, and I'm not sure if we are a good fit. I mean, we might be a better fit for it now that we have a official SysOps person, but we just didn't have the time to maintain those sort of services. When you're as small as we are, like you need Slack. We need Slack working. Like I don't have time to run my own Mattermost server and make sure it's up to date and make sure it's running, and make sure everybody can get access to it. So,
right.
Yeah.
That and then migrating from the things you're currently using is hard as well.
Yeah. Yeah. That can be challenging.
Speaking of challenging,
let's talk about challenging. Let's talk about. Had you been at tech, you could have had firsthand experience talking to the man, the myth, the legend behind Displace.
Thank you to our partners over at Displace Technologies. Building PHP applications is your passion. Managing cloud infrastructure shouldn't be your headache. Displace is your partner in cloud infrastructure orchestration, giving solo developers and small teams the tools and automation to deploy enterprise-grade Kubernetes clusters without the enterprise-grade complexity or cost. Their CLI tool streamlines everything from local development to fully managed cloud deployments on AWS, Azure, Google Cloud Platform, and more. Skip the steep learning curve of Docker, Kubernetes, and Terraform. Let their automation free you to focus on your core business without losing control of your infrastructure. Get started at displace.tech. That's DISPLACE. .tech and discover how the right tools can eliminate the need for a full DevOps team.
Thank you, Displace.
Thank you, Displace. Yeah, Eric Mann was at tech and he was very engaging and he did a couple talks too, which is always great.
And he's a smart guy. I disagreed with him in the one talk he gave because he talked about Kubernetes and comparing Kubernetes to Docker and did a great job. And he mentioned Displace, but I don't think he mentioned it enough. Like, he didn't want it to be a commercial just for his product, but...
Right. He didn't want to... Yeah, I get why he... Yeah, I get that. I understand. Because we just said, like, tech is not a commercial conference. So, yeah. That was nice of him.
Yeah. I was looking at your Lancelot link, and It aired 1970 to 72. So,
well, yeah, it didn't have a lot of seasons. There wasn't a lot of story to it. It was pretty much the same thing every week, just monkeys running around chasing each other. It was right. I think there was a head villain. I don't remember names, but yeah.
Yeah, but then you got to remember back then we had like three channels, so syndication and reruns weren't a huge thing.
Yeah.
We used to have to actually get up from the couch and change channels.
Damn. Matter of fact, we had one of the first remotes, if you want to call it that, we had, like, when you press the channel to change, I swear to God, you could feel the channel changing in the remote. It was like this big heavy thing that had like these switches on it. And it was like click, clack, clack.
Oh man. That's funny. All right. Okay. So we've talked a lot about tech.
Nope.
How was your week?
Nope. I got one more tech thing to say. I'm just going to put it out there. If you didn't pay attention in Discord or social medias, we did release this May, last month's magazine, digital and print. So digital people, you have access to it right now. Just go to your little store, or not store, but go to your little area and get it. Anyways, if you're not a subscriber to PHP Tech, well, first thing, you can get free magazines if you sign up for our newsletter and all that stuff, but it's not expensive. However, Ben Ramsey did an article on PHP Tech Homecoming, and it is the free read this week, this month. So you can actually click on this and get the magazine, or not the magazine. You can get Ben's article from his experience at PHP Tech this year. So thanks, Ben, for contributing that. We kind of reached out to you last minute, and Ben was like, yeah, sure. He was perfectly happy doing it. So, yeah, there it is out there. Go grab it. Go check it out. It's a good read.
I made it into one of the images.
You did right there. Yeah. I've never gone to the hot dog thing afterwards.
That's because we're tearing down.
That's true.
We can't go to it.
That's true. Yeah. All right. That's it. That's the last we're going to talk about tech for a while. There at least until next week. Actually, we're not going to talk about next week. We're not talking about anything next week, are we?
Nope. Loser. Next 2 weeks, right?
You keep saying that.
You said you have something the following week. Next week, I'm going to be out. How was your week other than that? Anything interesting?
Yeah. I mean, I spent a lot of token money. Yeah, I guess it was interesting. So I don't know where to start with this. I don't want to get in trouble. I think we've already talked about it a little bit, but this project that I was very passionate about has kind of come back to life.
It's like a zombie project
now. Yeah. And it's very, very old. Like, it was Laravel 6, I think, or 6 or 7 when I looked at it. So I've just been working with Claude and like baby stepping this thing through all the upgrades. I mean, that the first thing we did was write a bunch of tests to make sure, you know, everything passed. And I think I've hit Laravel 9 or 10. Anyways, I hit whatever version of Laravel where proof was like, oh yeah, proof is like dying after this. Like, we need to, if we're going to swap this out, we need to swap it out probably here. So I think I'm gonna try verbs. You know, how do you feel about verbs? I mean, I know you have some experience with it. You've even done talks on it.
Yeah, I'm happy with it now.
You're happy with it? I've heard people say it's not really event sourcing. I'm like, I don't see that. Like, how can you say it's not event sourcing?
No, well, we said that very early on. That was my talk I did a couple years ago at Longhorn, where I was comparing verbs and event sauce and
and
I played clips
that was Oregon, our show. Wasn't it Oregon Cascadia?
Maybe it was. Yeah, I forget. Yeah. But I found it funny because early on, when verbs was first coming out on our previous podcast, I was saying that verbs isn't event sourcing, but once I dug into it, it really is.
And of course, me as a guy who, like, I just like new Laravel packages, at least back then, I got really excited about them. And yeah, I heard event sourcing, and I checked it out, and I played with it a little bit, and I go to John, I'm like, hey, man, look at this event sourcing. And John's like, yeah, this isn't event sourcing. I'm like, oh, but it was.
And it is. Yeah. So yeah, it's I think it's a lot cleaner and easier to understand. It's not using the traditional terms of event sourcing, and
that's actually,
but it's the Laravel difficult. Way. It's right. The Laravel way of doing it.
That was difficult for me, and one of my biggest gripes about the Laravel way is they have a tendency they you know wrap things up nicely, but as somebody who was just learning event sourcing and kind of getting into it, matter of fact, you and I wrote a bunch of event sourcing. I think, didn't we do it for the Diesel project?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the Diesel project.
So your little overview of what needs to be updated and changed pointed out that the package we were using is no longer maintained and needs to be rewritten or done in a different way. And because it's a Laravel app, using verbs makes the most sense.
So basically verbs, verbs does a bunch of the kind of plumbing for you that you normally have to wire up yourself. But yeah, it kind of gets out of the way, makes it pretty easy to do. So I think I'm looking forward to using it. And I'm happy that we have the opportunity. But yeah, I've been grinding away on tokens on that. I'm up to like, I think $150 on that damn thing.
Are you? Okay, then you're doing it not on our account.
Yeah, I am.
We need to talk about it after the show.
You need to look at usage because our usage got reset at June 1st. It's the 4th, and we're already at like 250.
Right.
That's me.
No, it's not. It is not. No. That's what I'm saying. There's only two people that have premium seats. It's you and one other person, and the overage is coming from the other person.
Okay, we have to look at that because
I tried to find it.
Yeah, I tried to find that. Him and I actually had a conversation. I'm like, no, I don't think it's you, man. I'm like, I think it's this Diesel project that I've been grinding through.
You have spent $0 this month.
Oh, shit. yeah, you must be right. I must be on the wrong account. God damn it. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's all the same card, but I think the pricing's different.
Yeah. All right. We'll look at that
we'll
later.
We'll figure it out. Yeah.
It is not you, Joe. It is not you.
No, it's not. What's, Awas, what do you mean? Verbs? That's what's happening? What do you mean? You linked the YouTube video.
I was assuming that was the title of the YouTube video. I didn't go.
Oh, is that the title of the YouTube video? I tried.
No. It's actually Schoolhouse Rock, Grammar Rock, Verbs. That's what's happening.
Oh. not the same verbs. It's not the same verbs.
Nah.
So yeah, that's how I spent most of my stuff. And like I said, I got a new side project. I got a new side gig. I'm a not gig. Jeez, I wish it was a gig. No, I don't wish it was a gig. I mean, I wish making money from it. Anyways, I kind of teased this last week, so I don't want to talk too much about it because I thought I'd be ready to show everybody this week. And DNS is a bitch. I'm just waiting for DNS to propagate everywhere before I tell everybody.
Really? But that's still an issue?
The last I checked, I mean, do a lookup yourself and see what name server is basically it using. So I can't get it to switch the name server correctly. Yep, I still got the old name server.
All right, we got to be doing something wrong. It shouldn't take that long. I don't know.
We can talk about it after show. I can show you everything I've been doing. Am I still here?
I'm showing it to VeriSign. Is that what you're talking about?
Okay, everything's saying I'm offline right now. So
nope,
I'm just
you're here. Nope, now you're gone. Now you are gone. That's the way it works. And you're back. All right.
And I was offline. God damn it. I hate this fucking problem. Oh, I said fucking. I tried to go out this whole show without saying a bad word. Didn't work. I see CF in the DNS. What's CF?
Cloudflare.
Yes, that is correct. But it was Cloudflare before. So, yeah. I can tell you the name servers that it should be. It should start with either Mickey, M-I-K-I, or Ram, R-E-M. It should start with one of those two. Those are the two name servers that should be on there. And it's actually using an old one, Eddie and something else. I forget.
Weird.
Yeah. Edward and Tiffany are the... So I think that's part of the problem is... I think there's an issue with Cloudflare that we're both trying to use that DNS. And the only reason I'm using that DNS is, well, first thing, I like Cloudflare. I do. At some point, we're going to have to start paying for this stuff. But their free tier is insane. Like, everything you get, it's insane. But I was going to use DigitalOcean because that's where we do a lot of our DNS stuff. And this domain had already been registered with DigitalOcean, even though it wasn't being used. They weren't using DigitalOcean DNS. The name had already been registered to that DNS, that DigitalOcean's DNS, and they wouldn't let me register it. So I popped over to Cloudflare. I'm like, okay, well, I'll do it here. I did it, and then I'm doing some research, and I see that, again, this other person was also using Cloudflare. So I think Cloudflare might be the problem here. I think it's saying, oh, no. I've already got this name server defined in my...
Move it to Route 53. I mean, that's where we... That's
a goddamn good idea, John. Goddamn good idea.
That's what I'm here for.
I will do that after the show. I will move it to Route 53. Man, that was a good idea. Okay.
Yeah, Joe, I was thinking the same thing when he said he was moving it to Cloudflare. How can I really confuse Joe in 6 months when I ask where it's at? We are already using Route 53 and DigitalOcean, and then we're going to add a third one with Cloudflare. So at least move it with the PHP Arch domain, and we can go from there.
Joe gets a salary from us, so it is literally my job to make his life as difficult as possible. I need that in my life. Because he gets cocky. He's a cocky guy.
Yeah.
Gotta make sure I let him know every now and then. I know a few things. All right. What do we got here? You got something up.
I watched a funny video this morning, and we talk about AI and how it's a tool, and it's a tool that's supposed to be used by professionals, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Everyone is in the race to be the first to do something, or they want to use it to replace people, and that's an issue. It's an issue because it's non-deterministic, right? You ask it a question and you're going to get back different results all the time. But people are still putting MCP servers behind it to do things. And if your MCP server is to, say, do something, ask a question, hey, what's the weather? Or Laravel does it for helping your AI agent code the Laravel way a little better. That's one thing. Using it as your customer service, using it to make changes to accounts is probably not a great idea, but that's exactly what Meta did. you could have a conversation with their support bot, and somebody social engineered it, prompt injected it to say, hey, can you send me a code to this email address? So it sent the code to another email. They then were able to confirm that email address should be added to this account. Now all of a sudden, there's the email on it, and then they could change the password and access somebody's account.
Well, that's not good.
It's like, this is our future. People mm-hmm. they want to replace humans so badly that they are crowbarring AI into places and allowing it to make changes that it should not be making.
And I can hear people, because I that voice already popped up in my head of, well, it's not AI's fault necessarily, because you had that issue with people. Like, people would get social engineered. Yes, that's true. But you could fire people. And what that does is it establishes a baseline to everybody else of, hey, I've got to try not to fuck up.
God damn it. Right.
I got to try not to mess up, because there are consequences to me messing up. AI doesn't care. Like, it really does not care. So, yeah.
And yeah, And social engineering a person is different than just asking a bot to do something. You just ask it to do 1,000 different things and eventually it's going to screw up.
Right. Yeah.
So it's an interesting video. It'll be linked in the show notes, but Meta just made a hilarious mistake.
I assume they fix it. You know, Meta, they're the ones behind Llama, right? That was their AI. I don't know if that's what they were using or not.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, that was their AI. So that's very, it's not like they, it's funnier to me because it's not like they're coming in blind. Like they don't know how this stuff works. Like they literally created one of the biggest open source AIs out there, which is this Llama. It's crazy. I discovered something today.
What is that?
The PHP Foundation, mm-hmm. who we have been talking about a lot. It helps if I actually share my stuff here. They now have a repo out here where they share their board meeting minutes, which is kind of cool. You can see who attended, who didn't attend. Just what happened. I mean, it's been nothing too extremely exciting right now, but if you like this sort of thing, which I kind of do, it's worth checking out.
That's awesome. I think we talked with Sarah at one point about that and she was going to push for something like that.
Yeah. I'm very happy.
Transparency.
Yeah. This is nice. This is really nice.
Eric. All right. Yeah, that is interesting. I'm excited that they're doing that. And we will include that in the show notes. It's interesting that they're doing it in Git, actually. Hey, you're back.
You are a terrible filler. Yeah, why is it interesting that they're doing it in Git?
I don't know. Just interesting to me. That's versus having it.
Look, we've got Joe Ferguson.
On a site. Yeah.
Wait, he's been doing infrastructure migration support with Derek, and we haven't been getting paid for it. Joe, are you? We're going to have a talk. But yeah, Joe Ferguson. So where I was getting at is what's really interesting is you really see the scope of things that they're dealing with as an organization. Like, it's not as simple as some people might think it is and how easy it is to manage an open source project, especially at the scale of PHP, which again, they're not PHP. They're a foundation that's goal is to make PHP better, but it's just crazy seeing the stuff that they deal with, like Joe Ferguson.
Well, it also gives us a look into why PHP stalled between 5 and 7 for so long. Mm-hmm. There is so much going on in there wasn't a foundation. There wasn't any sort of backing. It was truly volunteer hours going into the project, where now at the foundation, there's financial backers. There are people paid to work on it, which is great, but it's still completely open source.
Yeah. I want to try to power through two more slides here real fast. Those slides, cards. You can move them over if you want, John. I'm going to do the foundation since we're on that and then go to the Laravel one. So speaking of the foundation, let's share this one here. If I'm understanding this correctly, everybody knows, everybody's been aware. I don't know where you would have been if you tell me, no, I'm not aware of supply chain attacks. It has been running rampant in our industry. Fortunately, I mean, PHP has dodged a lot of it. We've gotten hit a few times. This has gotten to a degree, if I'm reading this correctly, and I don't know if I am, it looks like the PHP Foundation now has a dedicated security team to, I assume, watch the project as a whole and make sure it's going right. This is crazy, right? I mean, this is where we are. And this is the type of stuff open source maintainers have to deal with now between AI. Well, AI is really the reason, right? Because all these black hat hackers are just throwing AI tools at different open source projects and finding vulnerabilities. And it's just incredible what they have to deal with. And again, PHP It's not your typical open source project. This thing is massive, and a lot of companies depend on it. So it looks like they have a dedicated security team now, which
that's awesome. Cool. Very cool.
Along that same lines, we're big fans of Nuno. Nuno's been on the show before. Nuno released something called Moat, which is just you can install it on your system, and you can install with Brew. You can install with Composer Global. It doesn't go into a Laravel package or project. It's just something that goes on your system, and it will do like an audit of your GitHub. Like it can do you as an individual on GitHub. It can do an organization. It can do not only a particular project, but can also do an audit on a branch of that project. It's very, very nice. It's very easy to use. I ran it on a few things right before the show because I kept meaning to do it. I'm like, I got to do this if I'm going to talk about it. And it really is as simple as just installing it and then running it against your org, your repo. Works really well. I would be a little hesitant to actually say this is a security audit. Like if you're working in a company and you run this and you know, representing it as a real security audit, I don't know. I don't have enough experience with it, but
it says
nothing
like
else.
It three paragraphs up. If you scroll up, it says it's not a security certificate. Like it's not.
Where?
Keep going further up. Keep going.
Mode is not a security. Yeah, so they're very clear on this, right? They're like, hey, this is a read-only tool. It says right here. So it's not going to change anything. And it's just giving you suggestions and ideas of where you might want to look or have, you know, focus your security efforts on. Nuno is just one of the geniuses in our community. So he's a solid person. Obviously, he works for Laravel. So, yeah.
Yeah. I love it. I want to check it out, mainly because we have tons of repos that have been in the organization for years that haven't been touched. And you got to figure, are the ones that we should get rid of? Or is there a security concern we need to be paying attention to? So I kind of like that and want to check it out.
Yeah, it's been out there for a while. We just haven't had time to talk about it. I was actually surprised Joe hasn't been. Joe's kind of our security guy as well. And I'm actually pretty surprised I haven't heard him talk about it yet. I meant to ask if he had any experience with it and just never did because it's been kind of a busy couple of weeks coming back from tech. So, yeah.
You said you weren't going to say tech again, and you said it. You failed.
I did fail. I'm a failure. Ultimately a failure.
All right. We're not going to record next week, right?
I don't think we're recording the week after because I have my little trip to what you call it, that place on the East Coast, Pittsburgh. I'm going to Pittsburgh. We're not going to record on the 18th. So maybe the 25th. Maybe we talk to Joe and see if Joe or somebody else, another team member, wants to record for us. I keep trying to get Joe to do a regular podcast. He says he's talking to somebody. I'm not going to call him out, Sarah. I mean, damn it. But talking to somebody about doing a regular podcast. Maybe somebody
next week and the week slip in and the week after are open.
Yeah, next 2 weeks, man. We are out. So I'm hijacking there. Yeah.
Holly's available.
We'll bring you in, Holly. I'm fine with that.
Joe and Holly next week.
There you go. They've committed to it. All right.
We didn't get much feedback on our changes to tech next year. So if you have any thoughts or suggestions, hit me up on Discord.
If you're listening to the audio podcast, Discord goes all week long. I mean, seriously, this is the way that most of the PHP Architect team is in the PHP Architect Discord. So you can talk to us at any time in there. I mean, we're not guaranteeing any particular response time, but if you want to reach out to us, you have one to talk to us in tech. this is the time. Very early on, tech is a community conference. So we want to hear. We want your ideas. We want your input. Reach out to us. Let us know. Or just email us. You can email us, Eric and John at phparch.com. Not together. We should make that email, Eric and John at phparch.com. That would be kind of awesome. But no, Eric at phparch.com and John at phparch.com. Yeah, we get a lot of emails, but you know, we'll try to give it a look. Okay, are we done?
We're done.
We're done.
We've said it.
Lower Decks edition. That's right, Bay Woods. Lower Deck. Yeah, Holly. Frank. Frank's hard to get on. See, Frank, man, he bugs me. The guy is so smart, and he's such a fun person to talk to. But you get him in a meeting or something, and he's very, very reserved and very... I like Frank a lot. Frank's a good guy. But yeah, we'll get some people on here. We'll get somebody. I think we should just have people replace us, period. I think that would be
that's a great idea.
Right? This is what I'm thinking.
The reviews would get better, the subscribers would go up.
might actually get a couple more partners in place because somebody isn't on here seeing the F bomb every 3 minutes. Yeah. Need to look into that, man. We need to be responsible business owners, which we are definitely not responsible business owners, but we try. We try our best.
All right. Eric and John at phbarch.com is a thing now.
Is it the word? Is it all just one word? Eric and John?
Yep.
I love it. Should we? I don't want to do that. I was going to say, should I recreate this t-shirt and put it on the store? But I don't know. Clayton sponsored us. Matter of fact, Clayton sponsored us. He didn't even put his little tag on the sleeve like last year. None of the one I'm wearing. So I don't know. Nobody wants a conference t-shirt anyways. Nobody's going to buy a conference t-shirt. But these are nice. Nice quality. We got the little logo, so it's, you know, you can wear it and you don't have this big logo walking. I think this could be the new thing. Need to make a couple of PHP Arch t-shirts like this. All right. Are we done?
We're done.
Can we be
Thank done? You for listening, hanging out with us, and we will see you in
It was three great weeks. Hanging out with everybody. Bye.
This has been PHP Podcast, the official podcast of PHP Architect, the industry's leading tech magazine and publisher focused on PHP and web development. Subscribe today at phparch.com to see what the leaders in the community and industry are talking about.